This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On now to fracking, the fancy newish way that we're getting all that oil and gas out of the ground. It is not without controversy, fracking is. But what if I told you about a new technology that could reduce the amount of water fracking uses to zero? Great story, right? A Houston company has been telling exactly that story to investors, and it is, says the Securities and Exchange Commission, too good to be true. From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
What's alleged is called pump and dump in the risky investment space known as the over-the-counter market. Maryland retiree Darlene Allwine invested there 2 years ago. We found her on her cell.
I had a friend who gave me the tip on this stock, and it was going to do well. And I did.
She bought stock in a firm, Chimera, during the so-called pump stage. Chimera boasted it could frack oil and gas to the surface with no water. Your typical well now requires several million gallons of it. Water can be pricey to ship and can bring environmental risk. The company issued 30 press releases loaded with key Google search terms. It advertised on the websites of MarketWatch and the Wall Street Journal. Stock got hot, and Allwine bit.
And I had read some other stuff about this. What is it, fracking or whatever?
Now, investment pros I talked to found Chimera had all the seriousness of a "help, I'm stuck in Nigeria" email scam. After all, the word Chimera means something make-believe. Its purported water substance is helium, which is awfully expensive to liquefy. And law professor Hannah Wiseman at Florida State says there's just one proven alternative to water and fracking: fossil fuels.
Companies can fracture using oil and other petroleum substances. But as you might expect, they're also not necessarily environmentally popular.
Still, the over-the-counter stock market attracts a lot of non-experts who bid up Chimera stock. And then the founders executed their dump. According to the SEC, they sold shares and pocketed $4.5 million in profits. The stock then cratered, and Darlene Allwine lost $10,000. To the feds, Chimera was simply a shell, a good-sounding story in the midst of the fracking boom.
It's sort of like a modern-day California gold rush.
Pennsylvania energy lawyer John Hanger.
So it's created a tremendous psychology of money to be made that may make some people vulnerable.
The SEC wants a jury trial, though the firm could settle. We tried to call Chimera. Nobody home. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.